Hello and a very good morning to all the listeners tuned in today. You're listening to Market Minutes. I'm Sucheta Anchalia and today is August 10th. Here are some top things to know before the market opens. The benchmark Sensex and Nifty are expected to open marginally higher on August 10th as trends in GIFT Nifty indicate a positive start for the broader index with a gain of 30 points. The BSE Sensex gained 149 points to close the previous session at 65,995, while the Nifty 50 closed 61 points higher at 19,632, trading near its 200-day moving average of 19,591 and trying to sustain the ongoing momentum. The pivot point calculator indicates that Nifty may get support at 19,514 followed by 19,472 and 19,404. In case of an upside, 19,650 can be key resistance followed by 19,692 and 19,760. US markets. Stock futures gained slightly in overnight trading as Wall Street looked ahead to key inflation reading that could impact Federal Reserve's next rate move. Futures tied to the Dow Jones Industrial Average climbed 87 points or 0.25%. S&P 500 futures and futures connected to Nasdaq 100 added 0.26% and 0.29% respectively. Disney gained 2% after announcing an upcoming price hike for ad-free Disney Plus subscriptions. Wine Resorts gained 1% on stronger-than-expected results. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 191 points or 0.54%, while the S&P 500 shaved off 0.7% and the Nasdaq Composite shed 1.17%. Traders are looking ahead to Thursday's July Consumer Price Index report, which could offer more insight into how the central bank's latest rate moves are affecting sticky prices. The findings could also impact the Fed's next rate decision at its upcoming policy meeting in September. Asian markets. Asia-Pacific markets fell as investors braced for July Consumer Price Index data out from the US on Thursday. Expectations from economists polled by Reuters are the inflation rate will come in at 3.3%, slightly higher from the 3% seen in June. Japan's Nikkei 225 slid 0.33% and the TOPIX was down 0.16%. The country saw its July wholesale inflation rate, which measures the price companies charge each other for goods and services, slow to 3.6%, down from a revised figure of 4.3% in June. Australia's S&P ASX 200 traded just below the flatline. The South Korea's KOSPI was down 0.43% and the KOSDAQ lost 0.77%. Futures for Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index stood at 19,168, pointing to lower open compared to HSI's last close of 19,246. Oil prices. Hit new peaks on Wednesday with Brent crude touching the highest price since April as tighter supply owing to Saudi and Russian output cuts offsets concerns over slow demand from China and a report showing rising US crude inventories. Top exporter Saudi Arabia last week extended its voluntary production cut of 1 million barrels per day for another month, including September, and Russia said it would cut oil exports by 3 lakh BPD in September. The latest recovery is mainly driven by a pledge of major producers like Saudi Arabia and Russia to keep supply subdued for another month. Brent crude was up $1 or 1.2%, having touched 87.24, the highest price since April 13. U.S. West Texas intermediate crude gained 1% to $83.72, and the U.S. benchmark touched $84.11, the highest price since November 2022. Dollar index. The dollar index traded 0.24% higher in futures at 102, whereas the value of $1 hovered near ₹82.84. FII and DII data. Foreign institutional investors made buying in cash segment of Indian equities for the first time in last 10 consecutive sessions, purchasing shares worth ₹644 crore, whereas domestic institutional investors sold shares worth ₹597.88 crore on August 9th. Moving on to stocks in focus. Hero MotoCorp, Life Insurance Corporation of India, Grasim Industries, IPCA Laboratories, Page Industries, Pidilite Industries, Steel Authority of India, Sarvodaya Small Finance Bank and Torrent Power will be in focus ahead of quarterly earnings on August 10th. The Reserve Bank of India will announce its interest rate decision and economic growth and inflation outlook on August 10th. Rate-sensitive stocks in the banking, financial services sector, real estate sector, and auto sectors will be in focus ahead of the outcome of 3-day monetary policy committee meeting. Media and entertainment company Zee Entertainment Enterprises has reported a 97% year-on-year decline in profit from continuing operations at Rs. 3.87 crore for the quarter ended June. This was primarily impacted by weak operating numbers and exceptional losses reported in the quarter. Revenue from operations came in at 1,984 crore, growing at 7.6%, with subscription revenue rising 18%, driven by pickup in subscription revenue post NTO 3.0 and Z5. Tata Power Quarter 1 Results. The Tata Group company has registered consolidated profit at Rs. 972 crore for the quarter ended June financial year 2024, rising 22.4% over a year ago period, backed by healthy operating performance and exceptional gain. Revenue grew by 5% on year to Rs. 15,213 crore and EBITDA rose by 43% to Rs. 3,000 crore on the back of sustained business growth across all clusters. Axis Bank. The private sector lender has received approval from the board for capital infusion of Rs. 1,612 crore in Max Life through preferential allotment. With this capital infusion, Axis Bank's direct stake in Max Life will increase to 16.22% and the collective stake of Axis entities increase to 19.02%. The bank will now enter into a share subscription agreement with Max Life for proposed acquisition through subscription to the preferential issue of Rs. 14.25 crore equity shares at a fair market value of 113 per share. BSE. The country's oldest stock exchange has recorded consolidated profit of Rs. 442 crore for the quarter ended June financial year 2024, rising tenfold over Rs. 44 crore in year-ago period, driven by 5% stake sale in associate company CDSL, higher investment income and other income. Revenue for the quarter grew by 15.4% on year to Rs. 215 crore. Bata India. The footwear major has reported consolidated profit at Rs. 106.9 crore for June financial year 2024, quarter falling 10.5% compared to year-ago period, primarily on early start of the end-of-season sale by industry and subdued operating numbers. Revenue from operations for the quarter came in at Rs. 958 crore, grew 1.6% over a year-ago period. In today's Voice of the Day segment, we have Hemant Shah, fund manager at Seven Islands PMS, who talks about a stock that is a secondary beneficiary of Make in India movement. Listen in to find out more.
Today, everyone is bullish on India and on the manufacturing sector, whether it is defense or heavy engineering or automotive. And we at Seven Islands are also not an exception. However, the run-up in these stocks, in these sectors, whether it is defense, auto or heavy engineering, is too fast and too steep, and many stocks are quoting at very high valuations. But all these large companies like say HAL, SKF, Timken will also have to depend on their preferred supplier. Hence, we now focus on those second line companies which are secondary beneficiary of the Make in India movement, and the valuation and visibility of the business is good. I'm talking about a company called Kalyani Steels Limited. It's a 50-year-old company of the Kalyani Group, well-known Bharat Forge Group in India. Kalyani Steel is the most preferred supplier of forging and engineering quality carbon and alloy steel. They are preferred supplier for leading national and international OEMs in the space of automotive, bearings, energy, defense, etc. Around valuation is at around 900 crore rupees market cap today. Kalyani Steel has an uninterrupted dividend track record since last at least 11 years, strong balance sheet and one of the best groups in the country. So today 50% of their sales is being supplied to Bharat Forge. 2000 crore of sales they have posted in FY23 with an EBITDA of 20 to 22% is the range. In a normal year, in a volatile steel prices, they have done a EBITDA of around 15% to 16%. And in good years, they have done almost 23-24% EBITDA also in the past. So Kalyani Steel has 500 crore cash in the books today. They have spent around 200 crore capex, which has come up live in May 23. They have commissioned 2 lakh tons per annum of coke making capacity with 17 megawatt of waste heat recovery power plant. This only will help the company save at least 50 to 60 crore rupees of their power cost. The total power cost for FY23 is around 87 to 88 crore. And hence, in the coming years, there will be a saving of at least 50 to 60 crore rupees. We expect Kalyani Steel to post a PAT of around 250 crore rupees in the current year. And the business seems to be definitely in the right gear. The idea is to invest in the company is the strong balance sheet, strong promoters, valuations are reasonable, and there is visibility of growth. I think one can look at Kalyani Steels for investment for a long-term view. I personally feel the stock can be re-rated, and the company is also in our research universe, and we have been tracking the company since last almost 10 years now. But disclaimer, I must mention it. We have not invested in the company as of now. An investor must do their own study before investing.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for all your business updates. Have a great trading day, and we'll see you same time tomorrow.